722, my friend Rodney Cabanis from Black Diamond Harley Davidson joining me on the line this morning. Rodney, first off, good to talk to you again, buddy.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Good morning, Tom.
Rodney, we had on a couple of weeks back talking about this new drive-in concept that he had, his partners for Marion. The project didn't stay in their minds long before it became reality. I want to get this first correct. The Oasis drive-in, is that right, Rodney?
Yeah, it's Oasis is correct. This entire project, we're branding it the Oasis Project, and our website is in fact going to be Enjoy Oasis, but we're calling it the Oasis Theater.
All right, I've saw some pictures of the asphalt been laid down, and squares laid out for cars, and then of course the big screen. What is the first event, and when?
So our first event's coming up here pretty quick. We've got, and you probably know this, Tom, Friday is going to be SIU's only football game, unfortunately, this year. So we're going to have a tailgate for them. So their game, I believe the kickoff's at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., and gates are going to open at 3 o'clock for us out there at the Oasis Theater, and so we're going to have each person's going to have a 20 by 20 space, 20 foot by 20 foot, and so they can bring their vehicle, their truck, if they want to tailgate, whatever, and then they're going to have that space to set up, grill, and just come out and enjoy the game. We're going to televise it on the big screen.
How much?
$30.
$30.
And that's for as many people as you can get in there, too. I'm picturing, like, some clown cars and stuff with
right.
20 people rolling out of a car.
Oh, but. Yeah. And that's easy to envision. Then, of course, the game on the new big-screen TV. My question, this is not the drive-in theater screen that many of us are accustomed to where there's a projector in the back shooting to a screen. That's not what we're talking about when it talks about the big screen this TV and these games and movies will be featured on. What is it?
It's not. You know what? It's way above my knowledge base. But it's a new technology. It's SMD LED technology. LED is it's come a long way since it began. But this has got a resolution that's even higher than a typical HD television. So it's really really bright, really crisp. You'll be able to. It'll be like your in your living room watching your high definition television. So, and we can play stuff day or night, all light conditions. So, it's been pretty impressive. The more I've learned about it, the more impressed I am.
All right. Now, when it comes to these items, and you referenced this in oblique fashion just a couple of moments ago, the separation was the layout for the cars, whether it's a movie or a tailgate. I saw the white lines laid out for the cars. Is that with COVID-19, are guidelines kind of drawn in to be able to give you social distancing when you design the placement for the cars?
You know, yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, it did. We have a lot of parking. We have about 500 parking spots out there total, but we've numbered each spot. And so we'll have the ability to use, let's say, only the odd. You know, we'll only use the odd parking spots.
Right.
For an event, and that gives everybody the distance that passes the guidelines and give people a level of comfort that they need to be out there. So yeah, we had it. We can do it either way. We can park people right next to each other. They're still 10-foot wide parking spaces. They're not too tight. And the neat thing about all of the spaces out there is every one of them is strategically position to aim the person directly at the screen. So no matter where you're at in that entire parking lot, you'll have basically a front row seat for that, for the movie or the event or whatever showing on the screen.
All right. You know what the number one question's been asked to me about this? You know what the number one question's been?
What's that?
Where's the bathroom?
Oh, so that's a good question.
Everybody
needs to know where the bathroom is.
That's exactly right. People say, well, where?
We're actually going to have 10 of them out there. There'll be, no, I take that back. There'll be 20 restrooms. We just partnered with a company. We have the RV dealership, and so there's a company that we do business with that just partnered with us on creating some bathrooms for us. So there'll be actually be 20 stalls out there. So
well, it's the first one ever. So yeah, it's a beautiful place. Where's the bathroom?
We thought of that. Yeah, Chad, I think thought of that. Tom, he needed to know where the bathroom was.
He's
so we got that covered.
He's a practical guy. All right, so there's not an SIU game every week, right? There's just the one. This is just a great way to kick it off on Friday. So movies. When do you start showing movies?
Well, the very next day. As everyone knows, Saturday is Halloween, October 31st. So we've got two classics on Halloween. We're going to Casper is going to be the first one. The gates are going to open at 5 o'clock. And then the movie starts straight up 6 o'clock. So that's the first movie. And then we're going to spice it up a little bit at 9 o'clock, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is truly a classic. And that one will be, that one will start at 9 o'clock straight up.
Maybe we can get Chad to do the time warp before the second
show. You know
show.
What? I have a feeling there's going to be a few people doing the time warp.
I
don't
so.
Know if you remember that, Tom.
I have no choice. It was embedded in my memory, you know, from the Varsity Theater in Carbondale. I had little or no choice. So you're going to do movies every weekend?
Yeah, we're going to. We have you know what? And this gets a little bit beyond me. These guys are adjusting this every day. And I got to tell you, the public has been awesome in supporting us on this and giving us ideas. And so we're going to make adjustments. I think right now we're set up all the way through November, though, every weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so, you know, this, as you know, Tom, this was a concept just a few months ago. And we brought it to fruition pretty quickly, and so we'll be adjusting as we go. But I wanted to make sure and mention that the feedback we've been getting has been phenomenal, and we do appreciate it. We do want to hear people's opinions because that's who we're trying to please.
Right. Okay. Let's talk about this for a minute. Drive-in. Who saw that coming? All right. Now, John McPeak, Harrisburg mayor, he's listening right now. He was texting me about the movies he's got coming up, right? And I noticed one of the recent posts from him talking about 215 cars. Well, 215 cars isn't the number of people because, like I said, it's almost you get a clown car type of vibe where everybody packs in, right? But you've recently picked up Cocopelli, the Illinois Center Mall, large portion of that. You see what some of your customers already expanding with this. You have purchased a lot of territory, parking lot, businesses. Cocopelli is an incredible get. That golf course, just incredible, right? So what's the idea as an entire body of work, the Oasis Project? How do you define it? What's your goal? What do you hope to accomplish?
Ah, that was a pretty big question there, Tom. Marion has it truly has been an oasis. I mean, you have to go to the big cities to see the type of retail sales and retail opportunities that we have here in Marion. And so, you know, I think I told you this maybe last time we talked. We've had people from 29 different states come to just our Harley-Davidson dealership, and so. This truly is a destination for people, and so we're just working with other people in the community to try to continually develop the resources that we have. And Cocopelli is a great example. You know, it's a good golf course. It's been there for a long time, and David Hayes did a great job with it, and we are just, you know, we're trying to take it up to another level so we actually create a destination-type atmosphere for that. Lowell Anderson's another good example right there in the mall. He's expanding. He's no longer going to be just a regular furniture store. He's going to be a destination furniture store. And our goal is to just kind of show Marion off a little bit, bring people out here, show them what Marion has to offer. And then that expands into the entire Southern Illinois region. I mean, it's not just Marion. I mean, it goes on. Just all over our entire region. So we're, you know, it's kind of unlimited. I mean, we're always looking for our next project, and we're in the middle of a lot of them. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, you know, I talked to Lowell Anderson. They used to call it Warehouse, Anderson's Warehouse. That's not a warehouse anymore, is it? I was there. I went and took a look at the place. It was great. My understanding, he's a huge expansion. Not long before the announcement for Cocapelli being sold, I went to David Hayes, who had a lot of passion for that location, right? I was there trying to eat every shrimp he had. And I made a pretty good stab at it, because he had envisioned things that it could be. You've got to get people to buy in ownership to make this work, and not just in Southern Illinois, but you're talking about being able to get people really, when you look at that route, the 5713 intersection, that's what makes it. Ask Red Lobster, right? When they originally built that location, they said, oh, this will never make it. There's not enough people. And then a few short years later, they're going, we should have built the big one. You know the potential's there. It's how to dig it out and put it to use.
Yeah, and like I said, we're trying to, it's a great location. There's a lot already going on here. We're just trying to spice it up a little bit more, even. Just curtail some of the things that we already have, and as you said, just make it a destination, a place that people can come, have a good time, do their shopping, stay in one of our great hotels, eat at one of our fantastic restaurants, and just come be a part of the community. It's a great, I've got four children at home. I mean, this is a great place to raise kids and have a family. And we do business all over the country, so we see the other places, and there's really not much like Marion. And so we're super excited about being a part of this operation. But it's not just us, we've got a ton of support. There's a lot of other businesses that are jumping on board and being a part of this, and that's what makes it so exciting.
Rodney Cadmus, Black Diamond Harley-Davidson, the Oasis Project continues to grow with the Oasis Drive-In Theater. All right, before I let you go, the first event is this coming Friday, starting at what time and how much, Rodney? Just give me a short one for what's happening for your inaugural event Friday.
Yeah, so Friday, just go online to enjoyoasis.com. Go online and get your tickets. The gates open at 3:00. The event, the game starts at 6 p.m.